Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Autism Society of Minnesota has raised over $300,000 toward its $500,000 emergency goal, thanks to strong statewide support. The milestone underscores Minnesota's commitment to sustaining its advocacy, education, and community programs amid funding challenges. Every contribution, large or small, moves the organization closer to sustaining its mental health services, camps, education programs, and statewide advocacy. The budget forecast still shows Minnesota is heading to a huge shortfall by the end of the decade. Republicans are quick to point out that the Democrats' spending and fraud put the state in this position, and that's with their tax increases. Republican Senator Eric Pratt.
The billions in tax increases that were implemented by the trifecta aren't enough to keep up with the out-of-control spending and fraud that we've seen from this governor and from the legislative Democrats. Tax collections are up, $66 billion, $67 billion. Spending is up, and we still have a structural spending problem.
Governor Walz says both sides will work together to balance the budget.
We're going to budget in the best interest of the people of Minnesota. We are going to invest in the things that make Minnesota ranked first in quality of life for our children, near the top in health care. All of the things that we measure by, while making sure we have long-term fiscal stability.
The latest forecast shows a surplus for 2026-27, but a $3 billion deficit for 28-29. And winters in Minnesota can provide plenty of challenges for our skin. U of M Dr. David Pearson.
The two major challenges are definitely the cold itself and then dryness, the lack of humidity. And part of that is because of those cold temperatures, air is just more dry. And then part of that is due to, you know, forced air heating, which is a good thing, keeps us warm, but also does dry out the skin. We see different things from each of those issues.
Pearson says staying hydrated and moisturizing can go a long way to keep your skin healthy during the winter months. He also recommends you continue to use sunscreen if you're going to be outside for long periods of time. In other headlines, the Minnesota National Guard and Beyond the Yellow Ribbon are joining forces this Friday for Operation Merry Meals, delivering holiday groceries to veterans, service members, and military families in need. Volunteers will pack, load, and distribute the food to National Guard facilities statewide. Operation Merry Meals is Beyond the Yellow Ribbon's largest year-end initiative, reflecting Minnesota's ongoing commitment to its military-connected families. Struggling farmers in the state are welcoming news of a $12 billion federal aid package, but Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing says they'd rather make a small profit off their harvest than take a government payment.
Oh, 100%. You want to sell your products into a market that's profitable. Sometimes, unfortunately, we need a little assistance to get to a little bit better market.
Glessing says payments will begin rolling out in February. And Moorhead State Senator Rob Kupak will be looking for another term after announcing he's running for re-election in 2026. The Democrat represents Senate District 4, which includes most of Clay County and western Becker County. More news headlines available at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.